Hi there. You're about to enjoy a recording from Wellspring Church in central Watford. You may have found us via our website, wellspring-church.org. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But even better, why not come to one of our services in one of our congregations? We would love to meet you and encourage you along your journey of faith. With that in mind, do know that we are praying for you, that as you listen to this recording, you'll be inspired, encouraged, challenged, given keys to live life to the full as Jesus intended, and to bring transformation with his amazing love to the people around you. God bless you.
It's great to have you here, and it's great to be speaking on Psalm 8 this morning. So we're going to look at Psalm 8, and it's another Psalm of David. Incredible. It's been an amazing few weeks of just hearing different psalms. And you know, every single week as I've been here, my heart has just been, it feels like a dream come true as we've been through the psalms. Do you know why? Because it's so real. You know, one of my biggest hunger and desire is to have a church where we can be so real. We can be so real. So when somebody comes to you and just say, how are you doing? And if you're really feeling unwell, you can say, I feel really rubbish. Do you know, because we're not always meant to be going, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm fine, and then going home and feeling really rubbish in our quiet home. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, do you know, when we're healed, when we're able to come and pour our hearts before God and allow him to bring healing to us, then the church, the body of Christ, will become like a healing pool. Because it's never a cliche when we say hurting people hurt people, but healed people bring healing. So we'll be a church who's so real and so whole, the people will enter our congregations and they would not know what's hit them. Because there will be a healing pool. They'll be able to cry. There'll be tissues all the time. Pick them up, cry, pour your heart out, as the psalmist says. You know, pour your heart out before God like water. Because when we're able to identify with the pain, he's able to come in and to bring healing to us. So it's wonderful. Well, I love Psalm 8 because every time I read Psalm 8, I begin to sing a song in my head as well. So I've got to focus and not start singing, you know, oh Lord our God, how excellent your name is, because that's how it starts. How many know that song? So I've got to focus and read the verses here before I burst out into song. But Psalm 8 is a psalm of David that's based on Genesis chapter 1. And it celebrates two things. So in the next few minutes, we're going to celebrate two things. And the first one is the most important. It celebrates God's majesty as creator. There is a real importance of just admiring God's beauty in his creation and his excellency in creation. And then the second point is the unique place that he places humans in his creation. There is a uniqueness in how God created you and I. You have a unique place in his creation. So let's start by reading Psalm 8. Verse 1 says, oh Lord our God, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Oh Lord our Lord, oh Lord our Lord. Is he your Lord this morning? Do you declare him as your Lord? Yeah. If he's your Lord, then you can say, oh Lord, our God, he's your Lord and he's my Lord. And what does that mean to you as a person? Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. Notice how he says, you have taught children and infants. He doesn't say you have taught the people with huge muscles, the people who are taller, who are smarter. He's gone for the weak. Are you feeling weak? Sometimes do you feel weak? Do you come into church and you just think, oh, I don't want to be here. I don't want to sing. I don't feel nice. You know, God uses the weak. When we look at him, when we look at creation, when we focus on his majesty and his glory, the Bible says, you have taught children and infants. And you know, David could relate to it. If you think about David going to defeat Goliath, you know, they're trying to put that armor on him. He's like, just give me a sling. and five stones. I'm going to do damage to this big, huge giant. He's so big, I just can hardly miss. And God uses the innocent. He says, you have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemy and all who oppose you. When we praise, when we worship, what are we doing? We're silencing the enemy and every single person who is opposing us and opposing the Lord. Verse 3, it says, when I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers. Other version says, when I look at the heavens, the moon and the stars. He says, when I look at all these things, your creation, the moon and the stars you set in place. Notice that David is talking about the night sky, he's talking about the moon, the stars. I mean, if we had, who is one of our congregation members who absolutely loves astronomy, stars and beyond? Peter. It is just wonderful how he absolutely is able to gaze into the stars and admire God's creation and just explain things. I'm like, yeah, that's amazing. But David must have been at night, obviously, and he was meditating on God's goodness and the greatness and the majesty of his creation. Because he doesn't talk about the sun. We love the sun, don't we? It's gone a bit dull today. But it's quite powerful and we enjoy it. But David is looking into the night sky and he's seeing the stars and the moon. And then he asks an intriguing question. Because he says, when I look at all these incredible things that you have created, what is man? He's asking that question. You know, why? Let's read it before I skip over. He says, what are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings that you should care for them. Why do you care for us? What is man? I'm looking at all this incredible creation, everything that you have created. He says, what is man? Because according to evolution, humans are the end product of chance collusion of molecules. That's what my scientist friends used to, tell me. That we came into existence purely by a mindless and unplanned accident of nature. Do you know, I'm looking at you, I'm thinking, surely, mindless accident of nature creating such beautiful beings? Do you know, when you have a collision, it's like, oh, when there's a car crash, it doesn't look pretty, pretty. But I'm looking at faces here and I'm thinking, there's a bit more to that than just, mindless. According to this kind of thinking, we're just pretty much a result of purposeless interactions of atoms. And, David begins to wonder. But you see, the Bible, but before I move on, sometimes, we might just agree with that, what's the point? When we're going through hardship, when we're messing up all the time, when we're just thinking, would it really matter if I disappeared, if I didn't come to church for a month, if I was no longer on planet Earth, would anybody miss me? It could feel like that. But the Bible disagrees with that. The Bible does not agree. The Bible teaches that you are not an accident, that you are planned, that you have a purpose, that you are God's masterpiece. Ephesians 2:10, and you have a value all because God says you do. Because you see, one hand, David is asking this question, what is man? Why are you so mindful of me? And then he agrees with this statement, which I've just said about you. Verses 5 to 8, it says, let's read that together. He says, yet you made them only a little lower than God. Wise man, yet you made them, some version says, a little lower than angels. And if you look at the Hebrew word, it's Elohim, which is God. God made you, a little lower than God. Incredible. Because you see, evolution sees man as one step above apes. But you see, scripture sees man as one step beneath God. Which one would you have? And if you're made in his image and likeness, really, you are made in his image and likeness. He's a creator. So if God is creative, you are creative. And many times we believe the lies of the enemy. You know, when God created this psalm, is based on Psalm 1. And in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And if you read Genesis chapter 1 and 2, when God wanted an oak tree, he spoke, let there be. And if he wanted to have the sea and the land, he says, let there be. But guess what? When he had to create you and I, because after every single creation, the Bible says, after he created, he went, it was good. He looked and he says, that's good. That's good. But you see, Genesis 1:26, the Bible says, God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over the livestock. God put you in charge. He created everything for us. But guess what? It didn't just finish them. When he created, he said, God looked and he said it was very good. Not just good. You're very good. And you know, sometimes we believe so much lies. So much twisted lies that we forget that we're very good because God says we are. And so we cannot take any pride in it, but we can give him the glory. Because when we see of his greatness, when we can look into the night sky, the way he has created us, not like the beast of the earth, so we are walking with our heads down, but we can look up like David in the night sky, and we can see his creation. You can look to the left and to your right, and you can see how God has created your sister and your brother, and you just think, this is good. And he's a good God. And he's declaring these things over you. Do you know, at a very young age, at school, I'll share this with you. I loved art. And I remember in the classroom that we all did a piece of work. And every single person was moving to the front to show their work to the teacher. So as an innocent child, I'd done my work and I took so much pride in it. And I went all the way to the teacher. And he looked at my work and he just said, oh, that's really rubbish, he said. He said, oh, Rita, you just need to go to a whole university of art to be able to do any drawing. Can I just tell you, that day something died in me. And this lived on for years without me noticing. Because you see, as a child, I looked up to that teacher. I didn't have any values and beliefs. I was just modeling. He was my model. So what he said stood for me. I believed him. So if you look down over the years, even though I loved science, there were certain science subjects that I swayed away from because I believed that I was rubbish at art. So when it came to choosing my science subject, I thought, physics, chemistry, fine. Not enough drawings. Biology, drop it. I believed something died. And you know how that changed was when God brought me to the point of realization that he created me in his image and his in likeness. And he's a creator. And because of that, I am creative. I went through stages when I used to just so admire people who were artistic. And I used to just go, oh, no, that's not for me. And I still do. I love it. I love it when Ben puts, you know, I send him my black and white slides and he sends them to me and I'm just like, thank you, Ben. Because he transforms it. It's like as if by magic. He says, oh, here's a copy for you. I'm just like, thank you. It's just wonderful. I admire it. There's something in us and we should admire it too. Because I look at it and I praise God for Ben. I praise God for who he is and the creativity that he's put into him. But he has that in me as well. When you're going into that interview, remember that you have got the mind of Christ. He created you in his image and your likeness. And when you're leaving today, there's one thing I want you to leave with. Remember that he created you in his image and likeness. And so when you begin to rubbish yourself, you're rubbishing the creator. That's where God took me, to that place. And then I had that transformation. See, when we begin to see God for who He is, and we praise Him for who He is, it will transform our thinking. You know that business that he's telling you to set up? You're probably thinking, oh, I can't do it. Well, He can do it through you. You know that job interview that you're going for? You're probably panicking and thinking, oh, I can't. He is the one who's going to do it through you. He created you in His image and likeness. If you are at work and there's a business idea coming up, if there's a creative idea coming up, join that creative meeting, because the Creator lives in you. Capture that truth. Because David starts the psalm with, oh Lord my God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord our God, your majestic name fills the earth. And he ends the psalm, oh Lord our God, your majestic name fills the earth. Now I want us, should we rise and respond to this? But do you know, first of all, we need to, as I've been speaking, if there's been any lie that's been spoken to you over the past, some of them, see, I didn't even know, I didn't take it serious when my teacher said that to me, and everybody laughed and I felt humiliated, but I believed a lie and something died in me. And for some of you, maybe you've believed a lie, maybe your parents said things about you, maybe it was a joke, oh, you're a joke, or maybe you're not good enough. And somehow you have believed it. And it's placed limits on you. And this morning, I want us to renounce, begin to think. First of all, let's shift our focus to who God is. Because when we do that, and we remember that He created us in His image and likeness, He stooped down. He didn't do that about the cats and the dogs and the trees and everything. He stooped down and He took the dirt and He made it up and He breathed into you. Wow. I want you to catch that. Can we just rise right now as we respond to this message? And I want us singing this song, we're going to be just all about Him. Take the focus off everything and just think about Him, because as we see Him as He is, the reflection will come onto us. So let's just worship Him right now.
Thanks so much for listening to this recording. We hope it's encouraged you, challenged you, and more than anything, that you've been aware of the voice of God and the presence of Jesus with you wherever you've been listening to this recording. Hey, if you have a testimony of what God is doing in your life and how He's speaking to you that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Just email admin@wellspring-church.org. Do get in touch. We can't wait to hear from you. And may God be near you and His peace be yours for the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.